Imagine you're in a huge, stunning school with millions of halls filled with wizards and witches, just like you. You're able to make something fly with a swish of your wand, slash your enemy with a flick of the wrist, and brew love in seconds. The magic that has been buried into your soul finally comes out, and you're free to do anything. The Harry Potter book and movie series covers that amazingly. Harry Potter is a series of books that was present in a magical world full of wizards and witches. All of the books are made from a very skilled author who goes by the name J.K. Rowling. These books are treasured by the fans, but one book stands out. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is mysteriously kicked out of the series, and some people want to know why. Of course, yes, there is a different author who made that book, but today we will be digging deeper into the book to give you more of an understanding to why it's left out.
My name is Angelina, and I am the host of this podcast.
I'm Chip, and I'm the co-host of this podcast.
So to start off our podcast, I'm just going to go through the Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, the eighth book of Harry Potter, and I'm just going to run through that really fast to give you guys an idea of what the book is technically about. And yeah, enjoy the ride. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is a book that happens 19 years later after Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. And the book is circulating around Albus Severus Potter, Harry Potter's second son. And it just goes through his Hogwarts years. And in the first year, you find out that he meets a boy named Scorpius Malfoy, who is Draco Malfoy's son. Well, only son. And they become really close friends and sort of have this really close connection to each other that is almost unbreakable. When they're in the sorting, Scorpius, with no surprise, is in Slytherin. But Albus, he is also sort of into Slytherin, and that makes like a lot of people in his Hogwarts year really like skeptical, because they're like, oh, this Potter isn't like the other ones, and he sort of sticks out with the crowd. Kind of like a black sheep. And he's just starting to get really self-conscious because a lot of people start picking on him, saying, oh, your dad was the best, and you're like the little scum on the bottom of his shoe and stuff. And he starts having outbursts saying, I didn't choose to be his son, or I don't want him to be my dad and stuff. And that throws Albus into a plot that he wants to take a time turner and then go back to Harry's fourth year, where the Goblet of Fire chose Harry, and he wants to go save Cedric from dying because he was a spare. He wants to save Cedric mostly because he wants to sort of prove his dad, hey, I'm better than you, and yeah. Because Cedric was like one of the people that Harry couldn't save. So then Albus meets this girl named Delphi Diggory, who is a really sort of mystical person, and she also is the niece of Amos Diggory, Cedric's dad. And they just go through this huge ride of twists and turns, and Harry's also trying to find a way to get both Scorpius and Albus back to present day, because he doesn't want like a huge ministry of magic scandal and stuff. Because he was hiding the time turner when everyone else thought it was like crushed and destroyed because they were illegal. And they just go through this huge ride and stuff. And spoiler alert, Delphi Diggory is actually the daughter of Voldemort. And she tries to go back in time to keep Voldemort from attacking Harry, because if he'd never attacked Harry, then he would have never died. And he would have just gotten stronger. And yeah, that's technically it. They all find each other, and Albus gains some more respect for his father, and yeah, just goes like that. So to go into more detail of the book, we're going to be covering multiple topics that are present in the book, of course. And the first topic that we're going to be covering is Scorpius and Albus's friendship. Their friendship is like really close throughout the book, and it drives the plot to where it has to be. And yeah, I'll let Chip cover the rest.
Scorpius and Albus's friendship grows stronger throughout the book. When they meet on the Hogwarts train, they feel like they have something in common because they feel like they don't fit in. When they take the time turner and travel back to save Cedric, they get in dangerous situations. When they work together to save themselves and get out of those situations, their friendship grows stronger.
Harry and Albus's damaged relationship, that's going to be the first, well, not the first, like the second topic we're going to cover. And Harry and Albus's relationship was damaged from the beginning, normally because Albus was really scared of being in Slytherin. And then Harry's just like, oh, no one cares about if you're in Slytherin or not. And Albus decided, hey, I don't really care about anything. And then he went on the train, met Scorpius. They became friends, and then Albus was sorted into Slytherin, and Albus felt like, oh, now I'm going to be the odd one out, and that was true. Kids started picking on him. So how do you think Albus is friend into Draco and Harry's?
I think Scorpius and Albus's friendship, when it grows stronger, Draco and Harry kind of forgive themselves for whatever happened in their childhood, because Draco hated each other in the earlier books, but when they see that their sons are getting along, they feel like they could get along as well. So their relationship isn't exactly friendly, but it's moving away from the hatred that they had before.
What do you think is different about Harry Potter and the Cursed Child compared to other Harry Potter books?
I think it's very different from all of the other books because it was written like a script and it contains stage directions and what the characters are feeling. It contains much more time travel. And because of that, the book is very complex and it makes the readers think and try and wrap their heads around the whole situation.
The Harry Potter franchise is very popular throughout the world due to how it brings the new magical world into readers' minds, and they get to see how it was like to be a famous wizard such as Harry Potter. Even though there are many implications that can be made in the Harry Potter franchise, such as the Cursed Child, the series is surely very beloved among readers of all ages, and there is more to come. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Potterheads. Thank you, Chip, for being here. Mischief Managed. So just as a review for this project and to give you my ratings of like how stressful it was doing this project, it was fun mostly because I was able to work with a friend from another class, and it was really fun. But the thing was, it was really stressful because most of the time I had to hold all the work into my hands. I mean, I know it was my fault. I chose to be independent. But yeah, it was stressful indeed, and maybe that's what I wanted. I don't know. But it was good. I was able to learn how to try to balance everything together. This quality must be really bad. So I'm probably going to get a bad rating because, well, this microphone sucks. But just overall review. It was really fun. Stressful, but fun. And I bet Chip would also say that it was fun and stressful, even for him, because he had a try to follow up with me and say, hey, do you want to record on this day? And it was just really hard. I was so lucky to be able to work on this in a quiet room with him without having to like balance everything out and try to go to the media center with a lot of noise in the background. But yeah, it was overall really good. I was lucky to be able to send this in a day late. I'm actually really sorry, Mr. Collins, that I had to send this in a day late. Just technical difficulties going on. You can take points off. I understand. Thank you. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.